I'm Rona Tarrant. A day after General Motors announced it will idle factories in Michigan, Ohio and Maryland and eliminate some 14,000 jobs in the US and Canada, President Trump is attacking the company on Twitter. Trump is threatening to strip GM of all federal subsidies, including the tax credit of up to $7,500 for people who buy an electric car. Trump also criticized the company for producing cars in Mexico and China. Cardinal Blaise Supich of Chicago has said the upcoming February summit at the Vatican will result in concrete action on sexual abuse in the church. Cardinal Supich has been named as part of the organizing committee for the meeting with the heads of bishops' conferences from around the world. In an interview with Crux, he said the Pope is seeking a comprehensive understanding of past failings, as well as global solutions to move forward with. He also said a change in culture is needed. President Trump has said he may cancel a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin following a maritime clash between Russia and Ukraine. Trump told the Washington Post he was waiting for a full report after Russian ships fired on and seized three Ukrainian boats on Sunday. The two leaders are due to meet on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Buenos Aires later this week. The UN has said global efforts to tackle climate change are way off track as it details a rise in CO2 emissions for 2017, the first rise in 4 years. The Emissions Gap report says to meet the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement, it's crucial that global emissions peak by 2020, but that's now not likely even by 2030. The report comes days before a major UN climate conference starting in Poland on December 2nd. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.